WMPG celebrates Women's History Month. My name is Blaze Goodman. Today we would like to recognize Margaret Chase Smith, the first woman to serve in both houses of the United States Congress, and the first woman to represent Maine in either. Born Margaret Madeline Chase on December 14, 1897, in Skowhegan, Somerset County, Maine, Margaret worked as a teacher in her hometown's one-room schoolhouse after graduating high school in 1916. But her career in education was short-lived. Following a stint as a telephone operator, she joined the staff of a local newspaper, The Independent Reporter, in 1919. Smith was active in the community, forming the local chapter of Business and Professional Women's Club in 1922. Margaret became the wife of U.S. Congressman Clyde Smith in 1930 when she was 32 years old and he was 55. Margaret once said, "The right way is not always the popular and easy way. Standing for what's right when it is unpopular is a true test of moral character." Margaret gave a 15-minute speech called The Declaration of Conscience, opposing Senator Joseph McCarthy when he claimed to possess the names of 205 card-carrying communists in the State Department. She was the first one to take a stand. Margaret was an avid supporter of the military throughout her career. She toured U.S. bases in the South Pacific and as a member of the House Naval Affairs Committee. Additionally, as an advocate for women's rights, she co-sponsored the Equal Rights Amendment with Congresswoman Winifred Stanley in the 1940s and worked on improving the status of women in the military. Margaret was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President George H.W. Bush and was inducted into the Women's National Hall of Fame and the Maine Women's Hall of Fame. WMPG celebrates Women's History Month. We will feature a different woman each day throughout the month of March. To re-listen to the stories, go to WMPG.org.
Women's History Month on WMPG is sponsored by our friends at Unum. Information on Unum can be found at unum.com and at careers.unum.com.